Welcome back, guys. Going into the third hour here of Role Play Swan Song. Adam, what's going on?
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Okay, so Alpharius and Eric, you leave the security station.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And you head to the place you were headed, right?
I guess we would like go to the like orientation building in the science center, the science complex. Like, is it like a wing of the university or something, or like?
Yeah, it's a sector of the planet.
Yeah,
it's a big one. There's all kinds of different stuff in this part of the university. You're looking for the criminal science section, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It is a very busy place right now. I think that when you get there, there's obviously stuff going on. Not as much like obvious like police lights and stuff, but there are security patrols around. You actually see a couple of vehicles that look like the next level up from like campus security. There's like the NX-1 police force.
And so you're telling me they are grav tanks?
No, they don't have tanks. You don't have 5 stars yet. But they're like on alert. They've got the actual police involved, and they're examining, like they're bringing in evidence from the bomb site to try to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as you approach, there's this like scene, but there's like students around and stuff. People seem kind of tense. There's like a tension in the air with the sudden police presence.
Huh. So now that I'm here.
Yes.
I think Eric is kind of thinking to himself about the knowledgeable skills he has. You know, astronautics, post-tech. None of them are really related to scraping fingerprints and securing them. He doesn't have tech forensics.
I mean, yeah, no. I'd maybe allow, like, if you had a machine, you could operate the machine to do this. Like, this is the future, right? Like, a lot of people's skills have been turned over to machines.
Fair enough. All right. Like,
a detective in this setting isn't going to go around dusting shit. They're going to just use their fingerprint scanner.
Yeah, their wand scanner.
People are giving up their skills and becoming specialized technicians instead.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, then I guess, you know, with a post-tech, you know, degree or whatever, Eric knows how to operate most.
Yeah. You can operate like a carbon dating machine and like similar devices.
Sure. Yeah. So I guess, you know, we're going to go to the mass spectrometer to verify that this is blue fever. And then we're going to go to the fingerprint device and you know, get fingerprints and see if we can run them through a database or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, to be totally honest though, like you don't have access to that equipment. You can't just walk in and use it.
So. Yeah. So that's why we wanted to go to like the front desk and be like, hi, we want to use your things. Can we?
Yeah. Yeah. So you approach the like forensics department. And I think a woman in a like a suit, basically, like she stops you as you get closer.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, sir, all the classes have been canceled for this evening. The entire facility is on shutdown for now. Everything's gonna resume normally tomorrow. You know, we've had a situation and we need to use the equipment overnight.
There's no way to use the equipment now. It's just I have a test and I need to practice for it.
It's like all the deadlines for this section of the school have been advanced as a result of the issue. So whatever it is that you had to do, it's been extended, so you don't have to worry. Just go home and get some rest. Take the night off.
Oh. That's good. Let's go, Alpharius. I guess we just like turn around and back up a little bit. And then I'm like, do we want to mess with this tomorrow? Or, God. Like, I feel like Eric could like teleport somewhere maybe where he wouldn't necessarily be as seen and then be in there. I don't know, like, are they wearing identifying badges?
No. There's just a bunch of kind of official-looking people around, and then the people, yeah. The campus security has uniforms.
Yeah, okay. And like the official looking people, they just look like through their bearing that they belong there, basically.
Yeah, they've got that cop attitude.
Yeah.
They're copping an attitude. Yeah, they just look like they're in charge. They're the people, like, people are deferring to them.
Let me look at my character sheet. Okay. How do I not have rope?
do you want me to jump over to Piani?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I would kind of talk to Alpharius and figure out what we want to do. Like, I could probably, like, if I'm back there, like, through the perimeter, I could probably just go do some stuff and people wouldn't necessarily think to bother me nearly as much, at least, especially if I looked confident about it. So, I could teleport up onto, like, the roof of a building, go down through it, and come out on the other side of the perimeter, and then go to whatever, you know, facilities I needed to use. But Alpharius wouldn't necessarily be able to come with me. Alpharius, you don't have rope, do you?
No.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. So, if I have my backpack with me, just not any of my weapons...
Yep.
Then I've got fancy clothes in my backpack.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay. So we duck into an alleyway nearby, and I put on my fancy clothes. I look up to the top of the building, and I say, Alpharius, if I can't hold on to that ledge, be ready to catch me.
So what are your fancy clothes look like? Where are they from? What?
God, it just says fancy clothes. Well, I feel like...
Yeah, I mean, like, you've had them since character creation.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I feel like it's like a suit. It's not like a tuxedo or anything, but it's, you know, maybe it's like a Sigridan suit. Like, you know, kind of has the Viking cut to it. It's maybe plainer.
Did you buy it because you're like a cousin got married or something and you had to like...
Yeah, totally. Or maybe it was like what I went off to university with or something like that. It's like the only nice piece of clothing that I kept around.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And it's just like a little bit, it's a harsher cut, you know, it flatters my form because I'm like a pretty bulked up kind of guy, a big, tall Viking man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of a sudden, Eric looks more like James Bond than a dork.
Like a space Viking James Bond.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, that's what it is.
All right. So you're all dressed up, and then what are you going to do?
And then I teleport to the top of the building.
All right. How are you doing on psionic power points?
Let's see. Currently, I'm at 15.
Okay. Yeah, so you got lots.
So now I'm down to 14. Okay.
It's like a weird popping sound. And yep. Where are you teleporting to?
So, like, we go down an alley or something like that to get out of sight, and then I just teleport straight up to the ledge of the building and then pull myself up.
Pull yourself up. Okay.
And then I find a door or something and, you know, either open it or kick it in or whatever so I can go down through the building and then get out on the other side of the perimeter.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you can walk to a nearby entrance to the building, and, and then you get in, and you're, like, inside the building.
Okay. Like, this is not, or is this a, you know, science... like materials building, like would this have the machines that I'm looking for? Yeah. Or would I need to like,
okay. Oh, yeah, definitely. There's like full crime labs and stuff in this building.
Awesome. Yeah. I guess I'm just going to like walk with purpose. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like this is a stealth test to like blend in.
Sure.
Walking with purpose, but like trying to find a section of the building that isn't heavily used right now. And then duck into one of the rooms, like see what's there, make sure that it's like the equipment that I need, and then do the thing.
Okay. Make a stealth check with charisma, and then depending on that, we'll get you to roll something else to see if you can find an unused.
Damn.
Hey, man. There is an element that Eric belongs in, and this is not it.
I rolled a 7 anyway.
Good work. All right, so... conditional success.
Yep.
You'll be able to, you'll be able to blend in for a time.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll last very long. It's going to be easier getting in than it will be to get out. So you find you're up on the top floor. They've mostly occupied the bottom couple of floors. And you find your way into, like just a classroom lab, basically. And cool. They have a bunch of like diagnostic scanning equipment in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess I go up to, you know, something that'll get me biometric information off of the canister.
Okay, sure. Yeah, perfect. So I think, yeah, before we cut back to Piani, we see you like flipping switches and typing in the keyboard, and it's running a diagnostic and starts to like starts to build up. And at the same time, like we pull out and we see the hallway and we see a security guard, basically like CampSec, just like casually kind of like walking down the hall, like looking at his phone. But like eventually he will get to the office that you're in. The
room. Yep.
So meanwhile, Piani, you failed this check, and the officer sees this picture, and he kind of like looks up at you, and you get that look. You've seen this look before. It's that look of like, wait a second, something fishy's going on here. Like he just looked at something that tweaked in his head. Like, hey.
I mean, if I recognize this, obviously knowing I'm going into a situation as such, I think I just, you know, immediately like start the jettison routine. I'm like, fine, I'll go find out myself. And I immediately, you know, like, come on, let's go. And even sort of scuttlebutt off a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You start to get up and he's like, hold on a second. Ma'am, what did you say your name was? You know, in case we find your friend, I want to be able to contact you.
Maggie Higgs.
He's like, all right, ma'am, if you can can I just see your ID for a second?
I don't think you understand that. No, I need to go. I'm sorry, you have people to have to attend to, and I just turn around and go. Like, I'm like, this guy's a paramedic. I'm just going to go.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you turn and, like, walk away, and yeah, Pi... I like looks at him as you know, as you're leaving, and says, "We have important things to do, hyperboat related things. Goodbye," and like turns, like walks off after you.
I actually, for once, I'm like, that might actually help us a bit. So let's go.
Okay, so the two of you head off, and I think we see behind you. He's talking to the police officer that you first saw and looks at the pad, and they're both looking at the pad, and he like points at you, and he's like, you can tell the conversation is like, does this look like her? Do you think, is that this person? I just got this message. And like, so they're kind of like looking at it, like they're not sure. And you kind of slip away.
Yeah.
So they, you know, this little like area of them, they'll definitely notice if they see you again, the kind of like, heat level has raised a little bit for you, but immediately you're able to kind of get away.
There's one star now.
Yeah, exactly. It's less than one star because like they won't like try to arrest you right away, but they definitely are like, oh, there's somebody. I saw somebody maybe matching this description in the vicinity.
It's when you hear ba-da-dum.
So yeah, you get another
I mean, with. Before we kind of figure out what the next plan of attack is, I think we just try to get clear of this area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's no problem. You do that.
I guess, like, you know, if I find a place, I'm just like, I go into pace mode. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know, there has to be a way to find out. Like, how fucking hard could it be to track down a student at a university?
So Pi looks at you and says, generally, that kind of information is private. People don't like being tracked down at random. It's probably why no one wants to tell you about it.
You just think it'd be easier. Well, let's see. We know a few of the classes that she's taken. What day is it? Like, would it be class? Even though, like, this thing happened. Like,
the whole planet's university. The whole planet's university classes are canceled for the rest of the day, but there's, like, a rotating schedule. It's not like there's a weekend kind of, like, structure.
I mean, I can find out the building where there's potentially a class, and maybe there's a professor I could go to. That's what I'm going to do. So I should, it's public information. this class takes place in this building.
Sure, yeah.
Right? So mm-hmm. I'm going to look up the, let's see, what was the first class that she, the...
Xenoanthropology?
Yeah, Xenoanthropology.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So you still have the directory app on your like data pad, so you can use that to find the person. So yeah, you find a xenoanthropology class, and you find the there's like a couple of different professors of xenoanthropology, yeah, I mean you want to nail down like her specific class, it might be a little bit trickier. You do have like,
but what I actually want to do is try to see if I could find the professor's office in the building. Where the class is. And I'm going to go to the professor.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, no problem. Cool. Okay. So you do that and you head off to the Xeno Studies department to figure that out. So it's like, it's starting to get late. When you head off to do that. But you figure they'll still be around. The whole campus has kind of this like weird energy and people seem kind of antsy and are just sort of like around. You know, like after something happens, like even like that vibe of like there's been a fire alarm in your apartment building and everyone's standing around outside kind of like antsy waiting for things to get back to normal. There's right. that kind of vibe in the whole campus.
Okay. Except the fire was a bomb.
Yeah, exactly. Except the fire was on purpose. Yeah. So you head off as it starts to get kind of like later, and Higgs, maybe this is when you wake up. You know, it's dark, it's late.
Okay.
Hey, your underwear's missing. You don't know why, by the way. Yeah. Standing in the corner smiling.
It's a likely story for sure. All right, I guess I like come to and I'm pretty groggy because I was drinking all night. Maybe even still possibly like semi-drunk, but Higgs is always semi-drunk. Where did I pass out at? You can choose the room.
I think probably there was like, there's a supply closet that for a while Sicarian was using as like a gym. So there's like a weights bench and some like weights that have like long been forgotten. And you like pass out like face down on the like weight bench, like both your arms and legs kind of just hanging on the floor. Okay. So you wake up and there's just the smell of like, you know, vinyl and the kind of like vaguely sweaty smell of the room.
Sure. I like pull my face off, whatever it's sleeping on.
It makes that stuck. Like peeling sound.
Yeah, it's like stuck to the floor and or whatever it is.
Yeah, the bench. And
I'm just like, hey, Pa, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What time is it, Pa? I don't know what happened.
Do you want local time, ship time?
Whatever would make the most sense to me.
It's late.
Okay. Are you still with Piani?
I am.
She make any progress on that eye?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's good. What about Eric and Alfarius? Did they die yet?
As far as I know, they're still alive, but I haven't implanted life monitoring processes into them yet. We should bring that up at the next meeting. I've been thinking about some ways I could keep better track of all of you.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. I'll mark it down in my checkbook that doesn't exist, Pa, if you get what I'm saying.
I think so.
Pa, you don't happen to be around my father, do you?
No, not presently. I'm just here. Well, and with Piani, and in the cargo bay.
You think you could get a message to him?
Almost certainly.
Tell him I want to meet him.
Where? When?
Whenever and wherever.
48.
All right. I can pass that along.
All right. And tell Piani that if she needs anything, let me know. Same for the other two. I'm just going to be in my room.
Higgins.
I start like walking to the room. I'm like, what, Pa?
Yeah, and the speaker is like activate as you walk by them. So you're kind of having like a walking conversation. You seem troubled. Is something wrong?
Well, I just woke up on my own ship with none of my crew, and I'm half drunk, and it's late. I'm just kind of tired.
I would think you'd be very comfortable with that by now.
Well, maybe it's bothered me so much it's become a custom. Pie, you ever think of that?
No, I hadn't. So this repeated behavior is a response to something.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Did you read a book on therapy recently or something? Where's this coming from?
No, I'm just curious. We're so often busy with missions, occupied with important things. I don't get to speak to you alone very often. I just thought I'd ask.
Hey, you scanning any of the news, anything like that? They got our pictures, they got our names or anything here on local news?
They're beginning to draw dangerous conclusions, yes.
Okay. You might want to let Piani know to maybe try to hide the ship somehow, change some of the docking names, all that stuff, in case it becomes an issue. Or if you just want to do it yourself, I know you have the ability to. You have my right.
I've been wondering, what happens to the ship if the four of you get arrested?
Well, I mean, usually it goes to the mechanic, but we really don't have one. So I guess if you're on board still, it's yours.
But I'm not recognized as a legal entity. I can't own a ship, even if that ship is my body.
When was the last time we worried about legalities?
On the grand scale, it's kind of important to me.
The ship?
Whether I'm a person or not.
Whoa, that's a question for Piani, all right? I'm not the philosophical one here.
No, but you understand the law. And according to the law, I'm not a person.
No, let's be clear. I understand how to break the law, all right? That's it. I don't know anything about it.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, just having me on board is breaking the law, but... Well, I'm just worried, is all.
Well, what are you worried about? Let's spin this on you.
Well, I'm worried that someone's going to take the ship from you. Take me away from you. The crew, I mean.
Well, you got any leads on that?
Agency.
The who? What agency?
The Perimeter Agency. They don't like us very much. Artificial intelligences, I mean.
Oh. Well, they got a beat on you? They know you're here?
No. Well, there was a brief time where they were following the ship, but we lost them. They're very busy. Things with Cabral, of course.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, as long as you're not being tracked, it's all good. You gotta let us know about this shit, though. You can't just spring this up and say you're worried and say they've been following us, though.
I won't.
You won't? I'm just saying you have to, man. You can't. I'm saying please bring that up with us so at least we know that we're being tracked rather than just getting by with luck.
That does seem to be how things operate around here.
It is. We can work together if you just tell us this shit.
If anything comes across my radar, I'll let you know.
Okay, good. Talk to my father. Let him know I want to talk to him.
Should I tell him what about?
Just say that a son misses his father. Say that. Maybe he'll be sentimental and he'll actually want to meet.
It's kind of a gamble, don't you think?
It's always a gamble with him.
That's true. You're like that way. Unpredictable.
I'd like to shut the door. Be like, can you get out of my room now?
Sure.
I like look up to see if the light stops beeping.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah, the camera, the little red light on the camera like turns off and the camera kind of like droops a little.
Gotcha. Yeah, I get into bed and just fall asleep.
Okay. I will make a note. Pi calls Higgs Sr. Cool. Okay. So, I guess, Eric?
I push the button that says, tell me whose fingerprints are on this thing I put
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you're like,
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess like we see like a little montage of me like, you know, preparing like chemical brushings and like, you know, warming up the machine and like, you know, taking out whatever was in there, you know, some random piece of rubble from, you know, whatever building blew up. I don't know. Yeah, like I like spit on it and throw it over my shoulder.
Right.
Yeah, and I get the machine all ready for the canister.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. So we see you calibrating the machine, everything, preparing the thing. You're wearing plastic gloves when you put it in the machine, and yeah, it starts to scan. Just make a post-tech roll, and I'll let you know what you can.
Okay.
That's what I love about science fiction. We don't actually have to know anything about this shit. You can just make a roll, and I can be like, the machine tells you.
Yep. With intelligence, bloof. Oh, shit.
Nice. You get everything you could possibly want to know.
Eric is MVP this session. He's nailing his roles.
Nice job.
That's good.
Hey, Eric. So it reports to you several things. Obviously, the chemical composition of the device itself, it's just like a glass inhaler, plastic parts, what you'd expect there. Inside, the chemical composition of the remainder of the stuff seems close to blue fever. It seems similar to blue fever, but adulterated in some way.
Is it cut with chili peppers?
It would be cut with some kind of accelerant or something. Like there's something cheaper that you would cut a pure drug with.
Yeah.
The blue fever equivalent of baking soda.
Yeah. Cool.
In addition, there's some microparticles of material on the outside, in the threads of the two parts where they go together. Mm-hmm. There's a soil sample, tiny little bits of soil sample. Okay. And you can narrow it down to its location. It's from Anaximander, from the actual planet.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's got some kind of sand particles in the.
Do I just narrow it down to the planet, or are there specific regions on the planet where this would be from?
No, it would be the planet itself. Yeah.
Yeah.
The planet's not that populated. It's a colony planet. There are there's a native population on the planet, and then they've kind of dwindled in replacement of this these colonists from several hundred years ago.
Got it. Okay. All right, there are no fingerprints from someone else on this canister.
No, the fingerprints, I guess they would match. Well, so that's a different database, right? You can pull prints, but you'd have to run them against some other system.
Right. Okay. So did I get the prints then, and then I can
go
to another room and then
you get a full download of that.
Okay. Yeah, I pull that onto my compad. And I if that's all the information that I get from this thing, then I pull it out and I get out of here as quickly as I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Full material analysis.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I download the report and then I, try to replace the machine as best as I left it.
Yeah.
And then I take off.
Okay. Yeah. So you step out into the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear at the other end of the hall, maybe 5 or 6 meters away, there's a voice. Someone's like, "Oh, excuse me.
Hello. Yes. Can I help you?"
You see the campus security guy, and he's holding his phone at his side. He looks a little tense. He's like, "I nobody's supposed to be up here."
Oh no!
And he's walking towards you while he's talking.
I heard a report from my team that one of my members was missing. They thought maybe he had wandered onto the upper levels. I was sent to investigate. Can you see anybody?
He's like, I need to check your ID, sir.
I kind of just pause a little bit, it catches me off guard, and then I realize it's been a little bit too long, and Eric's face just hardens a little bit. He says, "That's not going to be necessary."
And he kind of I'm sorry, I've got orders. I need to check your ID.
Yeah. So first thing I do, I steal his phone telekinetically. Yep.
Okay. All right. I think he's startled. You just need to spend the points. And he's his phone yanks out of his hand and he's like, looks at you. And it's not oh my God, demon powers. He's just
hell? He's probably seeing him. I just want to make sure he doesn't call anybody.
It's only slightly more WTF as if you just slapped it out of his hand.
Yeah.
He's like, "Hey,
Yeah, I drop it on the ground, step on it, and I turn and I just start walking quickly.
Okay, yeah, and it goes from like, hey, to what the hell? And you like turn around and you hear the like click of the snap on his holster as he like pulls something out. You didn't get a good look at what it was.
Yeah.
And he pulls something out and he's like, stop right there.
I teleport to the nearest intersection. Wow.
Okay, all right, so he's disappear,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm tracking PowerPoints, I'm down to 12.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so now you're like the full hallway away from him.
Yep.
And he shouts, he's like, stop right there. What are you doing? And like, you, I guess he like, you can't call for help because he broke his phone.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, I duck down the hallway. I'm looking for my way back to the roof or to a window or something, somewhere I can see out into the alleyway where Alpharius is so I can teleport down.
Sure. Okay. Let's make a, he's going to chase you. So make make an opposed, athletics check.
Athletics.
Let's see. So he's got nothing. He's got straight roll.
Oh, goddamn. What? Yeah.
He beat him.
He beat him by one. Wow.
Yep. I think you saw. Yeah, we both saw your dice. I got 2 fours. And you got 2 fives.
I got 2 fives. Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. 10. Yeah,
2 fives minus one.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, so you, yeah, you beat him by one. And yeah, you like duck into a, you duck into a classroom.
Wait. But it's supposed to be with strength, right? Does Eric not? Oh, no, I don't have a plus one strength. Damn. We got plus one in everything except strength and charisma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I duck into a classroom. Yeah,
so you duck into a classroom, run over to the edge, and you can see down into the alley. You see Alpharius.
Yep. Blap, straight down.
You're gone.
Yep.
So you appear down in the alley as he runs into the room behind you.
Yeah.
What do you say to Alpharius when you get there? So you just like appear in front
of him. Yeah, I appear. I say, we should go, and I just start walking quickly.
He just walks with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'm looking for like the closest non-cordoned off building to duck into to change out of my clothes.
Right. Okay. So he's going to, I'm going to just see, I'm going to make an intelligence check for him. He saw you teleport. So.
Okay.
Let me just see if he pokes his head out the window. No. He just like takes him too long and you manage to get out of the alley.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Like he sees Alpharius walking around the corner and that's it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. He definitely doesn't see you though. You've teleported away.
Awesome.
And so you like walk out into the crowd and there's two campus security guys and one of them is like you like walk into one of their incidental NPC conversations, right? Like one of them's like, hey man, you wanna go and get some drinks later? And he's just like, nah, I don't know. I'm feeling kind of tense. And then they stop and they see you, and then they're kinda like, all right, whatever. Some random people. And they don't. They're like,
I know I just read that guy's phone, so I don't know. I know he didn't call anybody. At least not yet. I do want to find a place to change so that he doesn't like go run to a
he will. Yeah, he will run and like give you a description.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he'll give you a description, and then yeah, but you managed to get like sneak away and find somewhere to change.
Cool.
Okay. Cool.
I let Alpharius know that like I got a full like. I was like, oh, the machine was so cooperative. I love machines. They're not like people. You don't have to threaten them to get what you want. Yeah. I think that's maybe like just a little bit of a dark moment with Eric where it's like he's kind of learning through a number of interactions that like just being a dick with his psychic powers gets the job done more than anything
available. Yeah, totally.
And then he's like, oh, well, we have what we need. We should try to find a computer database that can access the fingerprint database so we can cross-reference the prints that I got off the canister.
Yep. Alpharius, like, has no idea what's going on. He's like, yes, sure.
Let's do that.
Cool. Maybe we can hook up with Piani. She's so good with computers.
We should talk to her very soon. I'm anxious to get my sidearm back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I go, I duck into some building, into a bathroom, change out of my...
Yeah, there's like a student building here and you can dip in and change. So while that's happening, we see the door close behind you. Piani, you are really not that far away, actually. You're in like an adjacent area. And you've looked up the office, like office hours. There's the professor is still... still operating. They've still got like some time where you can go in and talk. So you find their office, and you're headed that way now. So you're like just outside, probably.
Okay. So I think I'm like, Pi, I think I need you to stay out here while I talk to the professor.
Yeah. So Pi, Pi nods, and says, no worries. I'll stay here.
I'll be back soon enough. I don't think this will take long.
All right. Be careful.
I'll be careful. Well, at least I'll try to stay out of trouble anyway. Actually, I'm walking right into trouble. So what, who am I trying to trick here? So, and I think I go inside.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so you walk in and there's a you walk into an office. It's not big because the walls are all shelved. The shelves all have like strange like looking either there's like plaques and pictures, but also a lot of like alien looking like objects, sort of strange artifacts and things of unknown origin. And there's a big desk. The desk is covered in the computer equipment. There's a couple of like hollow monitors, and then sitting behind it, there's an older guy. This is the professor. His name is Sikorsky. Professor Sikorsky. He's wearing like a tweed jacket. There's like a half-empty bottle of bourbon on the desk. He's got a big graying beard, and he's sitting at the computer when you walk in, and he looks up, and he's like, oh. Miss Tyree, hello.
So my approach to this is that every time I've talked to someone who thinks I'm someone else, they're always like, you talk funny. Mm-hmm. So not knowing what Kia sounds like, I go in with the most like neutral accent, but I pretend like I'm sick. So
right.
I have like a sore throat. So I'm like, Professor Sikorsky.
And he squints. He's like, oh, God, Tyree, you sound awful. Stay away from me. Are you sick?
And so maybe I use that as an opportunity. I'll maybe a little bit.
He looks at the bottle. He's like, you should drink something. And he like uncorks the bottle and pours like two short glasses of bourbon and like hands you one.
I'm actually, you know, I've been getting acquainted with this whole behavior with Higgs. So I'm like, yeah, great. You know?
Yeah. You drink it. It's strong, but good.
I didn't mean to bother you. I know there's some things going on in the campus, but I just have a few questions.
And he shrugs. He's like, well, you made it with a little time to spare. Close the door. And he looks, he's like, I don't want anybody else thinking they can come in and harass me.
All right. I shut the door.
Okay. Yeah, he closes the door. He gestures. He's like, sit down.
I apologize for coming to you. I know there's a lot of things going on, but I need to change my university address. I'm going to be moving in with my boyfriend, and I just want to make sure that I change my address.
So while you're talking, I think we're suddenly panning over to him, and like, so he gets you to close the door, and he has this kind of like, he changes the look on his face from like kind of like concerned look to like, you know, like more open, kind of like casual, and whatever we're watching him, and you're like, oh, I'm moving my boyfriend, kind of scowls a little, and he's like, I didn't know you had a boyfriend. Certainly not a serious one. You really should be focusing on your studies.
It's more of a, you know, it's a convenient relationship, Professor.
It's convenient.
Well, I mean, it's you know, it's cheaper rent. It costs a lot to stay on the university.
And he kind of like nods like a little bit. He's like, I mean, if you had problems paying your rent, you could have come to me. I would have helped you, you know.
I think there's just this like
And so I think,
moment.
So here's what happens while you're talking. Maybe the camera pans over to his shelf and you can see there's a picture of like him wearing like a short sleeve, like a polo shirt, standing on a beach somewhere next to Lisa.
I like all of a sudden Piani breaks character and I'm like, look, motherfucker, I'm going to be straight with you. I know who you are, Hot Prof 69, and I know about Lisa, and I know about, well, the other person. So you're going to tell me where Kia Tyree lives, and I'm going to leave you alone, and that secret dies with me.
Okay. Make a persuade roll for me.
All right. Well,
Piani, I'm sending you my roll skills.
All right. I like
definitely take a plus one.
Okay. I have the upper hand. Can we do it? No more sixes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Oh, that's holy scary. Shit.
I told you. You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
He pales and like sputters a little, and he's just totally blindsided, right? He's just like, what? I don't know what you're getting at, Miss Tyree, but this kind of behavior isn't going to fly. You can't just come in here and start blackmailing me like this. You don't know anything.
And I don't know anything, and I don't need to know anything more except for where Kia Tyree lives. After that, I leave you alone. You never see me again.
He's just so fucking confused, too, because he's just like, but you're, and now you're talking this weird accent, and like, now he's like busted in and just started yelling in a weird Spacekin accent. Where do I live? What's my...
Look, I'm so fed up at this point by people. Like, I'm like, does fucking Kia have an eye like this?
Right, and he's now definitely regretting whatever history he ever had with the actual Kia Tyree, and he's just like, listen, you're insane, you're completely insane, and he like picks up a notepad and he like writes down an address. He tears the page out and he like gives it to you and he's like, get out of my office.
I go, I have one more thing to say before I leave.
He kind of scowls at you.
And I stand up and I'm like, Lisa's a good girl. Maybe you should take her to a fucking hyperbolt race every once in a while, you piece of shit. And then I just like leave.
So you walk out, slam the door, and like Pi looks over. And he's just, we just get him like sitting there. And he picks up the bottle of bourbon and instead of pouring another glass, he just like drinks straight from the bottle. And he's just like, what the fuck am I getting myself into? And you walk out and you walk past Pi, and Pi like gets into step with you as you walk by.
So before we go, and like Piani is literally processing this whole series of events, I actually have to look at that picture again.
Mm-hmm.
And like, can I see who the girl is?
So I think you only really saw the first picture before. You didn't look through all of them and you like grabbed it. And the first one that you saw was like kind of older, but as you flip through the basically emails that you stole, you find one from Kia Tyree. It's like qtyree@anaximander.edu. And yeah, there's like a kind of like vaguely saucy picture of basically you, of like a blonde you wearing like a sports jersey and nothing else, sitting on like a dorm bed somewhere.
I just sigh and I'm just like, my fucking luck, I tell you. And I look at the address. Is it nearby or
is it on
campus?
Yep.
Then I look to Pi and I say, we have one more stop to make.
And I think before you close the picture, you notice in the background, she has a poster on the wall. It's like a black poster with like a big moon. And there's like the silhouette of a wolf like howling on the poster behind her.
Okay. That's the logo of
Wicked Crow or whatever the hell that band was.
Yeah. Raven's okay. Call. That's what they're called.
Raven's Call, yeah. Okay.
Yep. Cool. Okay.
And we head there.
Yeah. All right. So you head that way. And that's the last thing we see is that like poster, and then you like click off. So Eric and Alfarious, do you want to make your way back to the ship? Do you want to call Piani?
Yeah, I think we want to get Alfarious' gun back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're still kind of waiting on Piani to get us the papers.
Yeah.
is there a shawarma place that Alfarious and I can just go, like, chill at for a while?
You know.
Sure. Yeah, there's, like, a campus bar.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We go to the campus bar and we order souvlaki and hang out.
It's an inexplicably Greek restaurant / bar.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, you're the two of you are just, like, at this bar, and there's like students around, and all the conversations we overhear, the little bits and pieces are like, they're conversations of fear predominantly. Yeah.
Like, did you know anyone? Like, you know, did you hear the helicopters? You know, that sort of thing.
That kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I heard it was Hovaden's, and that, you know, like some like militant cell, and somebody else is like, oh no, it's totally the new prophet. They blew up like a drug den and like all this stuff. So the two of you are sitting there bathed in the neon light of the sign. It's like a nice kind of like artificial summer night. You call Piani or you just wait?
I'd probably send her a text. I'm just like, you know, we've got some information, you know, we're fine, just waiting, no rush. Call when ready.
So I get this message?
Yeah.
So at that point, I can believe that I don't have to be super urgent on it.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm trying to say.
You and Pi are sitting on the monorail when you get that message. We see the university going by as as the two of you sit there. Yeah, Pi is just like looking out the window.
Okay. I say like, apparently Eric's problems been put on the back burner. Means I don't feel bad anymore about chasing this lead.
And Pi turns, look at you. You were worried about it before.
Oh, you know, I mean, Eric sounded like he was in a little bit of trouble, but he said he had some time to spare. I guess they're in better shape now, so I've got to get to the bottom of this.
It does seem unusual, doesn't it? The girl in that picture looks a lot like you.
I guess at this point I say, I've seen her before in a vision. Maybe even more than once. I never thought I'd actually go to a place where it would come true.
What are you going to say to her when you see her?
I have no fucking idea, but maybe she knows what I don't.
That seems like a pretty big gamble.
Well, what versus what? Not pursuing it?
That's a good point. I don't think you shouldn't speak to her. I just think it's going to be very upsetting and confusing for both of you.
I suppose, but I have to do it.
You're probably right.
And that's if it were still on the monorail, it's silence the rest of the way is sort of, I'm in deep thought about that.
Okay. Cool. All right. So we pan out, we see the monorail like flying across the Anaximander, the University Knight, the big desert planet up in the sky. So I guess like that would be the next thing to happen. If the two of you, Eric and Alpharius, if you're just waiting, then that's fine. Higgs is asleep. I guess we just follow the monorail there. So it's pretty late by the time you get there, like, you know, coming up on the planetary equivalent of midnight.
When I get to...
You get to the dorm. Yeah, you get to, like, you know, Western Dorm Complex 22B, which is where Kia supposedly lives.
Okay. I'm there. I'm at the door.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Can I just walk in?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm just going to walk in and go to the door.
Okay. So you walk in and start walking down the hallway. There's like an announcements board with various like sort of student announcements, but there's like an overlaid hologram warning of, like, you know, dangerous activity. Campus security is at a heightened level. Please stay in your dorms. All classes are canceled until tomorrow. That kind of thing. And you walk up to the elevator, and the elevator's got a little like a thumb pad that you use to activate like the floor for the elevator.
I guess I actually try it.
Okay. Yeah, you put your thumb on it. It like beeps a couple of times and then turns green.
All right, that really fucks with me. I guess I get on the elevator.
Okay. All right. So you get into the elevator. And the elevator starts going up to the correct floor. It plays a little like advertainment thing to keep you busy, and then stops and the door opens. You step out into the hallway. It's like a carpeted hall in both directions. Lots of little like doors.
And I do have Pi with me.
Yeah. Pi's next to you.
Yeah. Okay. I go to the door and stop before I knock.
Okay. So you walk up to the door, and the door behind you opens. Maybe the sound of you and Pi walking like made somebody else notice. And the door opens, and there's another girl there. It's getting late, so she's kind of like in her pajamas. She opens the door, and actually she's wearing like flannel pajamas. They're like blue with little like cartoon like space marines on them. And she opens her, her hair up in a braid, and she's like, Kia?
Yeah.
She kind of like looks, she's like, Jesus, you sound terrible.
I'm really contagious too. You should stay away.
She looks at Pi, and she's like, kind of like, what's that?
I'm a project that a friend is working on. You'll have to forgive me if it was loud. I apologize. I'm going to deactivate and shut him down when I get inside.
No, it's cool. And she steps out into the hall in her bare feet and walks over, and she like looks at Pi. She's like, wow, this is really interesting. Who did you say made this?
At that point, like, I start adding to some coughs, like, ha!
Kind of like rip.
It's Byron, he's still working on the project. Yeah, listen, you don't want to get near me.
I think she takes a bit of a step back, and she's like, yeah, you sound super gross, and I do not need to get sick. Hey, did you hear what happened? She like takes a step back, but she's still like talking.
What about the incident?
She nods. She's like, yeah.
I did. They told me I need to be back in my room.
She nods. Hmm, that's what they told me too. It's she like looks around. She's like, I'm a little worried. I thought it was supposed to be safe here.
It is safe. I wouldn't worry about it. Listen, I'm going
to... Well, that's easy for you to say. You got a robot bodyguard, right? And she, like slaps Pi on the shoulder.
It knows how to repair hyperboats. That's it.
Yeah, and then Pi says, like, at full volume, like, I'm a hyperboat repair robot. I repair hyperboats.
There's something that's actually adorable about that. And, like, for a second, I'm just kind of like, yeah. So, anyway, I'll see you tomorrow or the next day.
She nods. She's like, okay, well, stay safe.
Okay.
Was back in her room.
Okay. All right. I'm like, all right, Pi, I'm going to knock. I don't want you to hurt. Nothing's going to happen here, but it might get a little crazy. No matter what, make sure none of us leave this room until I say it's okay.
Do you want me to wait outside?
Perhaps. Well, I'll let you know when I knock on the door.
All right.
And in fact, no, change of plans. I'm going to knock, and you're going to be there when the door opens, and you're going to say that someone important needs to talk to them, and I'll go in, and you stay outside.
All right.
Okay.
So you want to knock?
Yes, but like, I'm doing that thing where I'm like way, way far away from the door, and I'm like, with my pie standing right in front of it.
So you lean over and you like knock once on the door, and the first time your knuckles hit it, the door creaks open. And like with that, I think with that sound, that's where we cut to break. So it just goes like, and then.
There you go. All right, 3 hours now, one to go. We'll see what happens past the door right after this quick break. Don't go anywhere. Finale of this week's Swan Song right after this. We'll see you guys then.